Maybe you can remember when we used to make fun of George Bush's mangled speech. Ho ho, hilarious stuff, but probably not the makings of a coffee table book on the wit and wisdom of the 43rd president. We don't really expect high-minded elocution from our elected leaders so much anymore. Kennedy was eminently quotable in Obama. But most of our top guns, they're not so much Cicero, maybe plenty of Clint Eastwood. But the present occupier of the White House, well, it's hard to imagine anyone less eloquent or serious of mind. Anyone older than 11 or 12 years old, anyway. What do you reply to someone who tells an interviewer with millions of viewers he has a good brain and he said a lot of things? If the interviewer is a Fox News commentator, you fawningly nod your head and agree wholeheartedly, in a fair and balanced sort of way. It would be impolite to roll your eyes or laugh out loud, I know, but come on. I've got a good brain, and I've said a lot of things. The one contradicts the other, at least when logic made sense and the world seemed rational, which lately you have to admit they don't anymore. There are those who suggest Mr. Trump has suffered brain damage in the past decade or two, syphilis perhaps, or many strokes. They point to earlier syntax that seemed less confused and posit that the man in the White House is damaged mentally. A lot of us would agree, of course, but we're virulent liberal snowflakes, and nothing Trump says would make us nod our heads fawningly in agreement. And anyone who would probably would nod again when he changes his viewpoint next day 180 degrees. Like Ralph Waldo Emerson said, consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds. Hobgoblin of little minds. Nice line. Ralph never met anyone like Donald, apparently. If he had, I bet he would have changed that quote. Me, I prefer a certain degree of consistency, hobgoblin or not, and it's disconcerting to have a leader who brags that he has said a lot of things. I'm with the folks who think something has happened to the man that has slowly dissolved cognitive function. The question we citizens should ask is, Igor, where did you find that very good brain? Thank you.